say anything. Shh. Shh. It's okay. You're okay. Just don't speak. I'm going to remove my hand from your mouth, little kitty. And I just want a few moments. So I can gaze into your beautiful eyes and appreciate you. You wouldn't want to ruin my moment now, would you? There we go. Let me just adore you right now. My little cutie, you're so precious to me, and you're finally here, finally mine. I've been dreaming about this day since I first laid eyes upon you. When you walked into class that day, and Miss Bonham introduced you as the new transfer student, from that moment, I knew I had to make you mine. From that moment, you've been all I've thought about. So now, let me enjoy this. Don't speak. Don't ask questions. I'll let you speak shortly, and you'll be able to ask any questions you like. Just let me enjoy you right now. All of you. I want to enjoy the sight of you. Your eyes shimmer. Did you know they do that? Well, they do. They're shimmering now as you gaze back at me. I've admired your beautiful face from afar for a while now. I longed for a day when I could examine you this closely. I don't know if you were aware that I watched you constantly. I didn't exactly try to hide it. But you weren't the most observant person. You were always wrapped up in a book. Or your laptop, or something else. You don't seem overly shy. You're just a dreamer, aren't you? Always preferring your fantasy worlds over this one. Well, how's this world shaping up now? No. No speaking just yet. I'm sorry, little cutie. That was my fault. I asked a question, didn't I? But don't answer just yet. I'm still enjoying this moment with you. I want to enjoy your smell. Your scent is so intoxicating, so rich and soothing. I have to admit, I didn't expect your smell to enrapture me this deeply. This smell will always make me think of you now. Is it your cologne, or is it just you? You don't have to tell me what it is, once I allow you to start speaking. I want to enjoy your touch. You see what I'm doing to you with my hand? You feel me gently brushing your hair away from your eyes. stroking your hair and your cheeks softly. I want you to do that to me. Your left hand is cuffed to my right, as I'm laying on you now. But your right hand is free. Go ahead and brush my hair back gently and caress my face with your hand. That's right, little cutie. Go ahead. Move my hair. Touch my face. Again. Touch me again like that. What you do to me with your touch? Leave your hand there. Yes, right there. Cradle my head in your hand like I'm your precious love. I want to imagine that we're on our honeymoon. You just made yourself mine, and I've made myself yours. And now you're holding me tenderly, as if to say you're glad that I'm always going to be here for you. Because I am, little cutie. I'll always be here for you. I want to enjoy your taste. Now, little cutie, use your hand on my head to pull me close to you. Go on, bring me closer. That's it, just like that. Little cutie, you kissed me back. You taste so sweet. I didn't expect you to taste me too. I wonder if you were just enthralled by the moment, or if there's something more. And I wonder how it tastes to you. No speaking just yet. We're not quite to that point. I want one more taste first. But this time, I think I'll try your neck, right underneath your ear. Still so soft and sweet. I could do that all day. And we're going to have a plenty of time to allow me to do just that on any day I choose. And now, at last, little cutie, I want to enjoy yourself. Go ahead, speak to me. You can say anything you want. I don't care what it is. Recite the alphabet if you want. I just want to hear the sound of your lovely voice. Little cutie. The sound of your enchanting voice speaking just for me. It's like heavenly music. I could easily fall deeply asleep listening to you speak to me softly. How wonderful it is that your voice, as well as everything else about you, is now mine. Yes, I will answer your question now. Why I keep calling you little cutie? It's because that's your name now. It's my title of endearment for you. And so it's now who you are. My little cutie. No other names matter to me anymore. I've taken you. You're mine. And that's all there is to it. You are now my little cutie. The truth is, I just find that name adorable. And you deserve an adorable name. School doesn't matter anymore. Nothing else matters anymore. You're staying with me, right here. Here is here. That's all you need to know. Where it is, or how you got here, is not important. You're here now. Here with me. That's all that matters. You see this room? That's what's important. Everything in here is for you. All for you. Okay? Now look at me. Look closely. Look into my eyes. There you go. And walk down my body. Examine me. Drink me in deeply with your eyes. Are you looking at me intently? Good. That's what's most important. I am your entire world now. This room is all for you. But you are all for me. You're here because I want you. It's simple as that. I will never hurt you. I could never hurt you. But you will never be apart from me ever again. You are my precious little cutie. My cuddle bug. My pet. My love. You're all mine. And you always will be. Oh, little cutie. There's no reason to cry. But go ahead if you want. I won't stop you. Like I said, your voice is music to my ears. Even your weeping right now is like the soft melody of a love song. Wrap your free arm around me as I press your head to my chest while you cry. There you go. Are you feeling better now? Why? I told you. Because I wanted you. Because I love you. I wanted you to be with me forever. The sight of you triggered something within me. And I knew I had to have you. And not in a way that could possibly share you with anyone else. Maybe someday we'll get past that. Maybe someday we can leave this room hand in hand. And go outside and play in the parks. And dance in the clubs. And walk around in public, like everyone else. But for now, and for a long time to come, I need you here all to myself. I need to be able to look at you. And caress you. And whenever I want. I do care about you, little cutie. I do. I really do want you happy. Do you think I'm pretty? And do you like it when I caress your face like this? And does it feel good to you when it does? I'm glad, because I want you to like it. I want you to like me. I want you to love me. I really don't. I'm not just saying that so you won't fight me or try to get away. But you have to understand, having you here is more than a desire. It's a need. You are the food that sustains me. You're the air that I breathe. I couldn't live without you any longer. The wait while I prepared all of this in anticipation of your arrival was agony. Just knowing that you existed out there without me, I couldn't handle it, little cutie. I couldn't. I need you here. My life. I can't explain it any other way. I hope you understand. And I hope you want to be here. But even if you don't, I can't let you go. And I won't. Now, you're cuffed to me right now to make sure that you'd stayed right beside me when you wake up. But it won't stay that way. I'll have to tie you up or handcuff you to the bed while we sleep to make sure you don't do anything silly. But you can't leave this room. So while you're awake, you won't have to be tied. Unless, of course, I find tying you up makes you even cuter. Speaking of which, I think I'll get you a collar. Yes, I think it looks so much cuter with a collar. Maybe one with my name on it. A cute little collar for my little cutie. Oh, now that's a deep blush. You didn't blush like that when I kissed you. Are you liking being my little kitty? My little pet? Sure, that's not it. Okay, go ahead and contradict me. Protest all you want. It doesn't matter, because you're here, and you're mine, and that's the way it's going to stay. My little cutie wrapped snugly in my arms, enjoying all the benefits of my love. Now come here. Yeah, that was probably a silly thing to say since you're already underneath me. I'll be more specific. What I meant was put your right hand behind me and hold me close. I'm going to rest on top of you and lay my head beside yours and continue to stroke your hair gently. And I'm going to whisper to you softly. And I'm going to kiss your neck sweetly. You don't have to go to sleep. Why is what I'm doing relaxing to you? Well, you go ahead and sleep if you'd like. I like the fact that I make you feel warm and secure. So fall asleep and just rest here with me. And know that these pleasures are yours as often as you want them. Oh, for you, my little kitty.